exactly some of your initiatives are here at Ag Media Summit?
Well, we're talking to a lot of people around the world about a commitment that we made a little over a year ago. We made a commitment to sustainable agriculture, and kind of in a nutshell, what we're trying to get the world and the public to see and know is that we have the capability to produce more food and conserve resources at the same time. So we went on record saying in the core crops that we kind of focus in on as a company, which are corn, soybeans, and cotton, that we could double the yields of those crops by 2030 with a starting year of 2000. And at the same time, through the use of technologies that we have and many others have, that we could conserve resources to the tune of reducing key resources by a third to produce each unit of corn, beans, and cotton. So we're trying to just let people know we have the capabilities to do that by working closely with our farmer customers.
So, you know, to kind of break down the sustainability a bit, what a lot of people don't understand is they don't understand this concept of producing more food on less land.
That's right.
Can you go into a little more detail about what that means?
Well, yeah, if you step back and look at the macro picture of what's going on in the world, we're going to add about another 2.5 to 3 billion people to this planet by 2050. And when you boil that and a lot of other statistics down, what the UN says we've got to be able to do is to produce as much food in the next 50 years as we've produced the last 10,000 years combined. So if you think about this explosion of population, and incomes around the world are going up too, which means people want to eat more like we eat here in America, more meat. That requires a lot of feed grains. It requires a lot of cotton to clothe them. And we're not growing any more land. So the land base essentially is fixed, as we all know. So we've got to be able to make more yield out of an acre or hectare, if you will. And we've got to do that very efficiently as we think about the resource base.
Now, people, I think, in America know a lot about Monsanto and who Monsanto is and what you're doing. But what about, you know, we have a lot of people here from international countries. And a lot of these countries, we have people here from Kenya and South Africa. And a lot of these countries are really struggling with agriculture. What does Monsanto do in terms of the sustainability initiative and going to those other countries and helping those farmers there?
It's a great, great question. And one of the misnomers about biotechnology, as an example, is that it's a technology that's built only for developed rich farmers in the West. And if you look today at the 13 million plus users of biotechnology products around the world, 12 million of those are in developing countries. So we like to refer to the technology really as scale neutral. So if you think of something like Bolgard cotton, for a farmer in Mississippi, it means a more efficient way to produce cotton, and it's probably, or not probably, it is more money in their pockets than the way they used to do it. Take that same technology to India or to Africa, Burkina Faso as an example, with a farmer farming, 2 or 3 acres. For them, it might mean, survival, or their children going to school and taking kids out of the field and actually getting an education. So the technologies have a lot of benefit all over the world, big and small included. But to that extent, we've got numerous projects going on in Africa, in India, as I mentioned, and in places around the world in Asia where we're trying to get our technologies there.
Now, let's talk a minute about water. You know, corn in particular is highly criticized for being a water-intensive crop. And I understand that Monsanto is actually doing a lot of work in regards to developing hybrids that would require less water. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, we're working on a technology called drought tolerance. Before I get there, though, one thing that corn does get criticized on is the intensive use of water that the crop requires. What a lot of people don't think about, though, is that a whole lot of the corn that gets produced here in the U.S. is not irrigated corn. It's rain-fed corn. So it's a crop that does very well in our climate. It's naturally rain-fed, and know, it's a great crop for feed and fuel alike. So, but our specific efforts, though, you know, around drought tolerance, we're working on a gene that will allow the corn plant itself to more efficiently produce grain under conditions where the plant's water stressed. But in areas where we do irrigate, that could also mean that we don't have to turn on the pivots as much as we used to. We're planning to launch that here in the U.S. somewhere around the 2012 time frame. And then, you know, we're working on project back to Africa. We're working on a project with the Gates and Buffett Foundation to bring that technology to sub-Saharan Africa to be able to launch it hopefully by 2017 there.
Now, are there similar technologies that you have in terms of soybeans and cotton as well?
Yeah, and so that technology itself of drought tolerance, corn's our first crop it'll go in, but we will be bringing it in other species that you know, of crops that we produce. So cotton's on the horizon, soybeans are on the horizon, and then on.
Great. Now, for those people who aren't here, where can they go to get more information about your sustainability programs?
Yeah, the best thing is probably to go to producemoreconservemore.com, or go right to the Monsanto website, either or, and you can get there. So Monsanto.com or producemoreconservemore.com. And there's a lot of information out there to look at.
Great. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with me, Kevin.
Thanks, Joanna.